Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. Space debris probably isn't at the top of your list of day-to-day concerns, but the junk we've left floating around in space can collide with satellites and anything else in what's known as low Earth orbit, including the International Space Station. Missouri University of Science and Technology engineering professor William Schoenberg has been studying space debris for about 25 years. St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra talked trash with Schoenberg, space trash that is, and asked him what exactly is out there and how much there is.
Space debris is anything that we've put into Earth orbit and it's no longer working, or it's pieces of stuff that kind of fell apart. Loose nuts, screwdrivers, bolts, paint chips, paint flex, wires, everything and anything that comes from a spacecraft that we put up there. How much stuff is up there? Well, let's just say that there are about 12,000 to 15,000 pieces of material that's, I would say, softball size and larger. Once you get down to the smaller and tinier nuts and bolts and wires, you can easily consider it to have millions of pieces. But in terms of stuff that's seriously really dangerous to spacecraft, I'd say it's somewhere on the order of 15,000 pieces of stuff that we're really worried about.
You just said we're worried about it. So how big of a problem is it? What could happen?
Well, it depends on, of course, where it hits you and what it is that it hits. Obviously, if something the size of a sand grain hits something like the space station, if it hits it in one of the stronger parts, then it'll probably be okay. But if a piece of sand grain were to hit, let's say, the mirror or lens of a space telescope, it could shatter it and would render it useless. Astronauts wear these spacesuits when they go on EVAs, and it's been shown that those spacesuits can get a hole in them by something the size of a piece of sand. So it's actually pretty serious. Unfortunately, it could mean loss of life or loss of a spacecraft or loss of a functionality of a spacecraft.
And does any of this space debris end up falling back down to Earth?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You hear reports of people finding fuel tanks. Typically, a big thing will fall down to Earth because the little things will burn up on the way down. So when you do see space debris, it's on a farm somewhere in Texas or in Russia or in the middle of Africa or in Saudi Arabia. There are images of people standing next to these busted up big metal balls that just fell from the sky, basically. So it does rain down upon us every now and again.
Is there some way we can clean up space again and get all this junk out of there?
Well, yes and no. Unfortunately, the stuff that's easy to get rid of, the little things, is not going to really have much of an effect on the overall debris population. It's the big stuff that you got to go up there and get rid of. But unfortunately, the technology and the cost of that technology is, well, it's fairly prohibitive. So for now, what we have to do is just learn how to work in space smarter. Learn how to design spacecraft and build spacecraft and operate spacecraft so that we reduce the potential for making the problem worse than it is.
Farmers are bringing in what's expected to be a record-breaking harvest for both corn and soybeans, but all that productivity has a big financial downside. Grant Gerlach of Harvest Public Media explains.
Gene Trausch is in his combine churning through a field of soybeans. And as we move into an irrigated section of the field, things are looking good.
Get up in the pivot, then we're in the 70s. Good year for beans. A little bit of corn I've picked is going to be real good also.
Gene and his wife Kelly raise corn, soybeans, and wheat near Minden in central Nebraska. They're hauling in part of what should be a monster harvest nationwide this fall. 4 billion bushels of soybeans, 14.4 billion bushels of corn. Those are record-breaking numbers made possible by farmers planting more corn and soybean acres and near-perfect weather in the Corn Belt. But that achievement comes with a big drawback for farmers. Corn and soybean prices have been falling for months. Grain prices peaked 2 years ago during the drought, but corn that sold then for $8 a bushel is selling for less than half that today.
We outproduced ourselves. You always hope your neighbor burns up, hails out, whatever, dries up, but you have a good crop. You know, that's just the way it works. But everybody had a good crop this year, so.
Prices for corn and beans are at their lowest level since 2009. Farmers like Trausch are responding by holding back as many bushels as possible. With 10,000 bushels of beans in a bag, Troush can squeeze out an extra $3,000. That makes a difference because it's hard to pay for farming in 2014 on prices from 2009. Corey Walters, an agricultural economist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says the cost of farming rose quickly in that short time.
Land, rents, machinery, pesticides, herbicides, everything across the board. Nothing comes to my mind right now that's actually went down.
It's a bad combination. Rising costs, falling prices. Still, Walters says many farmers will have so much grain to sell, they'll manage to make some money. Others will lean on taxpayer-subsidized crop insurance to stay in the black, or close to it.
Does that mean we're going to have, you know, multiple years of low prices and it's all doom and gloom? No, I don't buy that right now.
But until prices improve, farmers who had cash to burn a couple years ago are suddenly pinching pennies, and it's already starting to show.
Well, this is the John Deere 670, S670 combine, and it's a...
Alan Traster shows me a brand new John Deere combine, a towering machine with tires taller than my head and a gleaming paint job.
Yep, it's bright, shiny green. That's what's nice yet, right?
Traster is manager of a machinery dealership near Seward in eastern Nebraska. He says farmers aren't shopping for big-ticket tractors right now.
But with the commodity prices, they're just saying they're just not going to try and do it. I think they're going to hold off.
Equipment manufacturers have seen that coming and are cutting costs. John Deere has announced more than 1,000 layoffs at factories in Iowa. Count Gene Troush is one of those farmers keeping his money on the sideline. He says his farm is on solid ground financially, but he predicts others may not be able to weather a prolonged downturn.
There's going to be guys that will not be able to make it. You know, the ones that did go buy lots of high-priced ground or overextended on new equipment. Or if you're a young guy that just got into farming and just don't have the resources.
For them, he hopes things go back up as quickly as they came down. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
That's all for this week's Under the Microscope. I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. Thanks for listening.